you know, this reaches more people than anybody. I mean, winning this contest is, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, like I said, it ain't quite sunk in yet, but, you know, it's validation. You know, I've won 60 contests in my career.
Absolutely.
You know, but this is the biggest one.
This is Brad Leininger from Getting Basted, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN live from the Hollow in the aftermath as the smoke is clearing on the Jack World Championship International Barbecue Invitational, and the Hot and Fast Nation has fully taken over. The revolution is, I would say, complete as Getting Basted has taken the Jack with the world champion pitmaster Brad Leininger. Brad, welcome to the show.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Okay, so you've had a lot of success. You've had a lot of success, a lot of well-deserved accolades. Talking with Tim, your partner in so many non-crimes, but so much success, has said, and I agree with him, and we said, this is really, of all the things that you can do in barbecue, this one contains a little piece of true immortality. I'm sure you've given it some thought as you're here, you know, always having a chance to win, but has it sunk in you won the Jack?
To be honest with you, it hadn't really sunk in yet, you know. I mean, it's what we cook for. We cook to get into the Jack. And then when you get a chance to get here, you don't know how many times you're going to get here. So when you get here to be able to win it, I haven't been able to process it yet.
It is one of those things, and barbecue is one of those things. You can be capable and ready to win any competition, but there's so many variables. There's so many things that can happen. You can have it all right, and everything can go, and so it's got to be making the most at that exact moment. Talk about, at what point was it when you were cooking on the drums, fast and hot, and you were thinking, okay, things are going well, this is going smooth on a regular basis, did you say, hey, this is going the way that it should? And then as those calls were coming, at what point were you like, hey, this is going to happen?
You never know. You know, I left chicken out there, so I didn't have a chicken call. So you never know at these world championships with so many good teams, you might end up 50th or 60th in chicken and out of it. But, I mean, I had three top five calls. I had really good food today. I liked my chicken. And I was sitting there after I got that third-place brisket. I was like, okay, I got a pretty good call. I told Tim to get away from me. Everybody that started to come up and pre-congratulate me, I'm like, just leave me alone. Leave me alone. And, you never know until you hear your name called that you won at the contest like this.
Yeah, it was like that pitcher that's going for the no-hitter. Like, I didn't want to look at you. It was just like the guy with the cameras got it on you. And it's like, oh, man. I mean, it's not that it wasn't a foregone conclusion. And once it was getting up to the point, well, you know you weren't worse than this or worse than this. And you knew that it was going to happen. And so how many times, as you and Tim, with all of the drums, just the revolutionary way that you guys have approached this thing,
sure,
and really taken over in a lot of ways what can be done, how many times have you guys talked about maybe in the back by the pool or whatever at the restaurant saying, wouldn't it be great if? Like, how many times have you guys talked about it?
All the time, and I'm sure Tim hit on that we've been all around it, you know? We've won stuff. I mean, King of the Smoker, I've won Team of the Year twice. We've both been reserve grand at everything. You know, reserve grand at Sam's Club, reserve grand at the Royal, reserve grand here, Tim has been. So we've been second at everything. We ended up winning Pork Shoulder at Memphis in May this year, so that was a nice world championship. But you know, we just knew we're cooking really well, and hot and fast barbecue, it works, the drums work. We knew it was just a matter of time before we started breaking through and popping these big ones.
Here's one of the things that you guys do is you do, and you're leading the way in a bunch of different ways with Getting Basted on the restauranting side. You're doing all those kind of things, but also just on, I think, the education and outreach side. It's not only that you guys want to go and get to these heights with everything that you're doing, but you're bringing like everybody with you with the league.
Yeah, and I had so many people today come up and thank me and thank Tim for the barbecue league and the recipes that we put on there that got really high calls. I mean, we had a lot of the winners today were members of the barbecue league, and that's satisfaction. I mean, that's what, you know, hopefully somebody will remember who won the Jack here in 5 or 6 years. They may or they may not, but everybody will remember who taught them how to barbecue. And so Tim and I are trying to do that and impress that knowledge on people.
I don't think it's either or, it's and. This is one thing about this place is that everybody, you know, it's kind of like the Super Bowl where the guys that walk around in the gold jackets, you know, from the Hall of Fame kind of thing. It is a little bit of immortality. So what's going on now? What are you doing? What's going to be happening after this? I know that this is going to help. Not that you need it because you've had so much success before, but I think this is just going to expand what you can do and sort of that street cred on everything with the education, the videos, memberships.
Well, sure. I mean, this reaches more people than anybody. I mean, winning this contest is, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, like I said, it ain't quite sunk in yet, but no, it absolutely allows. You know, it's validation. You know, I've won 60 contests in my career.
Absolutely.
You know, but this is the biggest one. So from there, you can take it on and start looking at some other things. We're already talking about Houston. You know, we got on the Houston Stock Show and Rodeo, so yep. I'm going to drag Tim with me. We're already talking about how we're going to try to win that thing and keep it going. So, yeah, it'll open some doors. outdoors, and you'll rejuvenate us.
One of the things that you've been able to do and that has gotten accolades is on the restauranting side, and that is not necessarily easy to do. You can be a successful pitmaster, celebrity chef, and it doesn't always translate to success on the restauranting side. Talk about that down there in Branson and just some of the things that you're doing on the restaurant side and how it sort of either benefits from the competition side or maybe it's something different.
Well, I mean, the restaurants got their birth from competition. I mean, I was a competition cook first. And then, you know, I've got a couple of good business partners that allow me to go out and compete while they go and they handle the operations there. But we try to do everything the same way that we do it in competitions down there in the restaurants. So we're cooking on Gateway Drum Smokers. We're cooking Snake River Farms briskets. We're cooking the Prairie Fresh Pork and Prairie Fresh Ribs. I mean, the same products. I'm actually picking products out of my restaurant that I came here and won the Jack Daniels with today.
Wow.
So you can go down to Branson and you can get that quality of product and all the love and all the you know all the flavor that a Gateway Drum can put into it.
Well, you know what happens after this. It's the Brad Leiniger lunchboxes, action figures, all the kind of things that happen with this. So when it comes to people wanting to emulate, follow in the footsteps in a bunch of different ways that may hear this, where can they go? For whether it's the Barbecue League, whether it's the restaurants, what's the best place to get more information?
Yeah, I mean, you can always find us at gettingbasted.com or at gettingbasted on everything. And then also the Barbecue League, which is thebbqleague.com. That's where we've got all our recipes, all of our online groups. I mean, you can sit there and talk to Tim and I, you know, come out and get some advice. So if you want to find us, the Barbecue League's the best place to find us. But Getting Basted also, you know, I've got an email there, brad@gettingbasted.com. You want to get out there and come down there and eat some food, man, hit me up. Got a question about barbecue. I love barbecue, love talking barbecue, and we love helping people in barbecue.
Brad Leiniger, Getting Basted, world champions, champions of the Jack. That is forever. Congratulations to you, the team, and everybody that is along for the ride with the Barbecue League. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to death.